Welcome to Geek Nerd Tech on Black Hollywood Live. Today, Leo has a new movie, NBA has some new hashtags, and Kodak has a new camera. Let's go.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live's Geek Nerd Tech.
Welcome to Geek Nerd Tech on Black Hollywood Live, the show we celebrate nerd culture and tech news from a black and brown geek perspective. That is my man Doodlebug,
Ladybug,
and Butterfly.
That's right, Duggable Planets. That's right. Man.
I'm Joe Braswell. I'm joined as always by my man Akili Shine. What's up,
man? We in the building, man. Brooklyn,
Brooklyn.
That's where Duggable Planets is from.
And on the couch. The long awaited return of the multi hyphenate the man, the tech, the geek, the nerd, and the tech, and the baller, Ryan Hollins. What's happening?
What's up, my man?
How you doing?
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you can come back.
Oh, man.
Grace the couch.
Part of the show.
You need the couch, too. Like, you need a whole couch.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd much rather be up there with the...
Hey, man. It's rules and regulations.
Yeah. Hey. Gotta do my job, man.
We got lots to talk about. We're going to talk some tech news, and then we're going to transition into some NBA crossover tech stuff, and then we're going to get into some video game and pop culture stuff, because I know that's where we live. Call of Duty's coming out. Battlefield 1's out. A bunch of other stuff is coming out. PlayStation VR is out.
Yeah.
So I need to talk about all that stuff. But first, this is kind of a bad start for me, because I might jump off into a rant.
Hey,
I'll try not to.
We tend to do every show.
Try not to. But okay. The first story is, you know, elections coming up. We got about 5 days, six days.
Yeah, countdown.
Six days until our, you know, either our long national nightmare is over or our long national nightmare begins.
It's extended.
Depending on how you view that. But, you know, Donald Trump's been in the news a lot for, you know, talk about how everything's rigged. This is rigged. That's rigged. Things are rigged. His new thing is saying that, you know, Donald Trump is attacking Facebook, Google, and Twitter as, quote, dishonest media.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like 50 things wrong with that, but I'm just going to say, obviously, Facebook, Google, and Twitter are not media companies. They are technology companies.
Yeah. We make that argument all the time.
We make the argument that they're
media. That they are.
But they're certainly not news operations. You make the argument that Facebook has a user-generated news stream.
Right. They're not creating original content.
Google is Google.
Right.
You know, and how's Google? And then Twitter, his home is Twitter.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, he's making the argument that they're able to siphon off certain bits of information because of their technological prowess and powers. They're able to, say, here's an audience that won't get this type of content. Here's an audience that will. And I think that argument, you know, has been made by others in the past, not just Trump. Other people within the Republican political party, we covered that story a few times on this show. And not just that, I think we've covered it even with Black Lives Matter. Like when some stuff was going down with a lot of the police shootings, a lot of us weren't seeing a lot of those stories in our feeds. And so the argument is like, what algorithm is Facebook using that is putting certain stories on people's timelines? And so I think he makes an interesting argument. Do I agree with it?
Oh,
I do not.
Man.
I do not.
Akili Shine and Trump are aligned.
No, sir.
You heard it here first.
No, sir.
Ryan, do you think of Google, Facebook, and Twitter as media companies or new? Do you think of them as news organizations or media companies or technology companies? How do you think of those companies?
A little bit of both. I mean, they cross the lines because you're breaking news unfiltered on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
In that at the same time, it's just people interacting. So I think it's definitely a hybrid of both. And they do siphon off or put certain stories or tweets or messages to the forefront or post. So I think it's a little bit of both.
I mean, I will agree with you on that, because I am on record saying I get like 50-60% of my news from Twitter, because I follow people that I follow. It aggregates it to me. But it's not. But Twitter headquarters isn't generating the news and finding out what to report on. Now they are.
I don't agree, though. They have their moments.
They are responsible.
They have Twitter moments, and they put certain stories on the Twitter moments. So, but Twitter does.
But based on what?
But yeah, but those moments aren't necessarily. They're curated, but they're not original content. They don't have a staff of writers, you know, on Twitter that are, you know, creating
content.
Yeah, but
I'm saying they have control. For sure, they have control. Okay,
well,
yeah.
Well, and you can make the argument that Facebook's already, like, caught some heat, especially with the Republicans, about this. But Google? What is Google doing?
I mean, it's the same principle, and just in terms of how their algorithm is set up. Like, if I search for something, and what comes up in the search results, if it's not Trump or if it's not whatever, then hey, you're it's rigged. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's right. The argument that's just ridiculous.
What he's mad about is he want to sway certain comments or a search to eliminate the things that, you know, are bad about him, mm-hmm. and he couldn't do it. So now he's upset.
Well, here's the thing. Here's my brief rant right now is the whole, this is all bull-ish. Because, look, Trump spent this entire campaign discrediting every credible news media. The failing New York Times. New York Times is now horrible. The Washington Post is terrible.
Not just, like, the news media. He's discrediting how, you know, the election system works. How the voting system works.
But to the point of, like, if all the newspapers are bad, and then turn network, all the networks are bad. NBC, ABC, they're all bad.
Yeah.
CNN, they're all terrible. Fox, even, all of them are terrible.
And now Twitter, and now Google,
and now
Facebook.
The only place where people get their news, all of his followers, the reason why he has the followers he has is because people only in their own little media bubble listen to each other on Facebook, and their own echo chamber on Facebook. That's where the Donald Trump followers incubate, is in Facebook. Now he's saying Facebook no good. Then he tweets every day, four times a day, and he's like, Twitter no good. So all he has left is Facebook and Twitter. Donald Trump's rise is because Facebook and Twitter, and now he's disavowing them, saying that it's honest. And this is all because he's about to launch Trump TV and Trump Media. He's setting up a world where, to all of his followers, so that 40% when he says, hey, all TV is bad, all the newspapers are bad.
Good luck with that.
All that, Google, that's horrible. Google and Twitter, you know what you only get the real news from?
Good luck with that.
Trump TV. That's where the real news comes from.
No bueno.
Like, that's what he's setting up.
Of course he's setting that up. He's setting up a lot of other, you know, entrepreneurial activities, but I don't foresee that being something that will have any gravity.
Oh,
have any?
I disagree.
Oh man, come on! I think after this election is over, I think Trump is going. He's burned so many bridges, so many relationships. I think it's going to be very difficult for him to build anything that is of any type of importance to anyone.
Trump has 33% of the like a large percentage of non-educated non-educated white males,
mm-hmm. that don't have money,
right? But still, he has 30-something% of the country. Like, he's got all the RNC lists. He's got 100 million, like some crazy amount of lists that they've got.
So what?
Him and what's his name? They've got all the tools to launch and build a following of like 40 million, 50 million people.
Good luck with that.
Hey, that's a good start.
Hey, good luck with that.
Great start.
So yeah, that's a great start. I'm not putting any gasoline on that fire. Who cares?
Of course we won't.
Who cares?
None of us care, but that money will be made. I don't watch Fox News. That's a billion-dollar operation.
I highly doubt if Trump is not elected, we're not going to hear about him in the media this time next year. We're not.
Okay.
Well, he will be completely silenced.
Ryan, do you think Trump will be gone after the election if he doesn't win? What do you think?
He's always going to be news, especially now. Yeah. What he's done, he just ran for president.
Yeah.
He did the unthinkable. You never would have considered a candidate.
And he trashed his name, like, in the process.
His name was trashed before.
But he really trashed it now.
Nah, I don't think. It couldn't have gotten any worse.
Okay.
Trump, I don't think it gets any worse.
The Trump brand is synonymous with excellence.
Okay.
with money, maybe.
Have you seen Trump? No, it's good. All right, so we'll follow that. We only have 5 more days left, but I think it's just hilarious how the newspapers suck, all television media sucks, and now all online media sucks. The only thing that's going to be good is Trump TV, Trump media. We'll see. Moving on, Instagram. Instagram is doing something that I'm going to ask you. You know, I've been asking like questions like, is Vine dead? Is this dead? Is that dead? And the next question I have is Pinterest about to be dead? Because Instagram is rolling out their tags, their shopping tags, which is a situation where, you know, we're kind of talking about this, but when you see a photo, particularly of let's just say someone you like a Ryan Hollins, you know, on his feed, and he has a t-shirt or some kicks or something. He or the brand that he's involved with, or maybe not involved with, can also tag that brand, and which will turn into a link which you can click on and then go find out more about that product. A, is this a good idea? B, is this invasive or cool? And C, what is it going to do to Pinterest?
I mean, off top, like, this is something that Instagram has been trying to develop for a few years now, bringing the e-commerce aspect to the social ability aspect of Instagram. And I think it's the perfect platform because it's visual, it's photos, it's imagery, and that's one of the biggest keys to marketing any type of product. So I think that once they figure out all the quirks and get all that squared away, I think this will be explosive. Will it kill Pinterest? I'm not exactly sure if it'll kill Pinterest, because Pinterest is a way where you can even from a creative perspective, you collect ideas and there's certain mood boards.
Yeah, you can curate some stuff.
It's like there's multi-purposed ways to use Pinterest. I think Instagram, as it relates to you pinning a certain product that you want to buy or purchase for later, I think is a smart thing. But I don't know if it'll directly siphon off the users that are on Pinterest.
Ryan, for someone who's a public figure and a public eye, and who, you know, I mean, is this something that you think would be good for folks like you, or do you think this would be good in general, or what do you think of this?
I think that would be great, but what's scary is if I'm Nike and I want to tag some Nikes, what's to stop Adidas or Joe Blow Shoe Company from trying to tag on your shoes or tag on your post?
Yeah, this is,
you know. No, you can't do that. No,
I mean,
if I'm a brand, if I'm Nike, and I'm pushing out a photo, and it's going to be tagged with my stuff, no one else can tag onto the photo.
No. So his idea is, if, let's say there's a picture of me on Instagram.
Yeah.
You see the Nike shoes, the Adidas pants, this shirt. So what's to stop any regular old company from tagging this shirt and saying,
that's the thing I'm saying. It's not for each person. It's for brands. You have to sign up for a program. I'm a brand. I sell this
Do
product.
You? That's
not for individuals. No.
Because, I mean, like, so you're saying the only person that could tag you is that brand?
No, the brands aren't tagging.
Oh, so what you're saying is, before you post, Ryan has a sign up with Nike, and then Nike does this like that.
It's not for individuals, it's for companies, is what I'm saying.
So explain.
Again, I'm Nike. I have my Nike Instagram page. So I'm promoting the new Nike shoes or the new Nike outfit or whatever, the whole ensemble. So in that post, it's links. That's it.
Only on that page.
Correct.
The way it's looking here.
They came back later and had the chance.
Well, I thought it was just normal, like, if you're Kim Kardashian. Yeah, I thought, like, if you're Kim Kardashian and she's a photo of
that
Kim.
That might be a phase later. That's not the initial phase. The initial phase is for brands to be able to sell their products on Instagram. That's the whole point of it. I mean, we don't even have that infrastructure built yet.
I guess that's true. Right now we have these, in my feed, I get these sponsored things in my feed, which I don't
for
like.
For brands.
Which I don't like.
Those are brands, though. But I don't pay
like
for
them.
It.
I know, right. But I don't like them. So you're saying now I'm going to have to go, if I follow Nike, I get to see... But I'm already following Nike. That seems wild.
Yeah, but you might want to buy. You might see something that just dropped, and you might want to buy it immediately through the app of Instagram. That's how it works.
I see. It's sort of purchasing, not awareness. Well, I thought it was more along the lines of why would
the prices be up?
Oh, I see. See, I'm learning stuff every day. I get it now. Okay. All right. Well, moving on. My guy Leonardo DiCaprio has a documentary that is dropped, a new movie, but it's not a feature film movie. It's a documentary. And the release of it is actually unprecedented because he's doing it on a lot of free services, including Hulu, which isn't free, but he's doing YouTube. And Facebook and Hulu, and it's available, the free version of Hulu is available from the 30th through November 6th.
Right.
And you can check it out. I don't know what happens after then. Do you have to purchase it? Is it going to be a theatrical?
Probably try to sell it to Netflix or something.
But yeah, I think it's it's obviously because Leonardo DiCaprio, it's on one thing, yachts and girls. No, but it's on climate change. It's on climate change. You know, I haven't got a chance to peep out the whole movie. I did check the trailer. He's looking all serious. He's got the suit. He's talking to President Obama. I mean, he's serious with it. I'm not mad at Leo at all. I will say this. I was thinking about this when I was researching the story. Like, Leo and Clooney are the only two cats that can go from, like, partying in the streets, like, known for, like, women and partying and yachts and craziness, and then flip it and just be as serious as, you know, as hell. Like, I don't know anybody, like, except for those two. I don't know the black version of that. Is there a black version? I thought like Jamie Foxx, but Jamie's never really serious. Like, he's known for partying and wilding out, but he can't turn around and come and be that serious. We don't have a black version of do we?
I mean, I would say, I mean, that you threw out Jamie Foxx, I think that's interesting, because, I mean, he was very vocal during, you know, trying to reelect Obama. And in terms of him being politicized, along with his entertainment value, like, that was one example of him kind of like drawing up against an issue or drawing up against a person of interest. But you're right, in terms of someone that's like that vocal, I would say Spike Lee, but Spike Lee's not really partying like that, but he's a public figure who's a creative who's also very political too.
It's like someone who gets a pass. I think Leo and Clooney get a pass. Like Leo is on the yacht. Like, all you see pictures, yacht, 50 girls, yacht, partying, and the next thing you know, he's with Obama and no one blinks on an Oscar. Denzel is not on the yacht.
Man, Denzel's a family man.
No, that's the problem. See, Denzel is, if Denzel was on a yacht, he'd get the pass.
Only in Crash.
See, if Denzel was single and doing the George Clooney thing, of course Denzel would be that guy. He's the one guy who could do that. Mm-hmm. But, like, I thought that's interesting. But
what do you think about Leo and him, you know, pushing out this movie and just being an advocate for climate change and just, you know, being more environmentally conscious and using his platform as a way to kind of educate his fans and followers and those that just are interested in that?
It's big. It's dope. I hope that more artists follow in that, in his footsteps, is, you know, or actors and entertainers of using their own platform to be seen or making a movie or bringing awareness to something. I was telling somebody the other day, I don't know where we're going to be in 10 years, climate-wise. We're putting a hole in the ozone layer, and no one's really caring. It's getting hotter, you know, weather's getting worse. There's so many things that are changing now that nobody's paying attention to. So where are we going to be in 10 years? And then all of a sudden, we're just going to shut it off? That's our economy now.
Yeah.
So where's the regulation? Or, like, let's say America has certain rules. In Japan or China or somewhere else, they don't have the same smog regulations.
Yeah.
So they're just throwing up in
China
the air.
is growing dirty, and that's a huge thing. Like, they're growing at an incredible rate, but they also have the luxury of not being regulated. So they're just going dirty. It's burning everything. You know?
Same way that America grew, though. Arguably.
Well, that's what China that's what China says. It's like, y'all got to grow dirty. Why can't we grow dirty?
It's the truth, though.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know. Different eras, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire 100 years, we had industrial revolution like 100 plus years ago. They're growing now, so that's a different, you know, plus, you know, burning some coal.
But I would argue that when, you know, climate change became an issue, it was more so in the 70s, when America was still, you know, we still had a lot of oil spills. We had a whole bunch of just, polluting things happening in those decades, and America was not... stepping up to the plate to be leaders with that, you know.
Let me tell you something about '70s. So that was old. I'm old. Let me tell you something.
I know you can tell me a lot.
No, but for real, LA in the '70s, especially in the Inland Empire, like, we had smog alerts, like literally smog alerts. Like, you go up on a hill.
I remember that.
You in the '80s.
You look down, and it was like smog. And I remember like being playing and just being like having smog attacks.
100%.
Like, oh, mommy, are you having a smog attack, baby?
We can't play.
Yeah.
No research.
Sometimes no school.
Because of smog. Yeah. That's crazy. And now, I mean, that's gone because of, you know, laws and emissions and everything else. I imagine that's happening in China right now. But, I mean, so it's on one hand, things have gotten so much better in the urban environments, but we're still, you know, we're just growing and doing too much.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I think it's cool that Leo is doing this. I agree with you. I think that, like,
when we rip a hole through that ozone layer, what are we going to do?
Nothing. Burn. Cook. Cook.
We've already ripped the hole through it.
I mean, cook.
And you got to think, China may be ripping a hole, but it's going and it's circulating, so they're just a line going all the way across.
It's one of the I think it's one of the biggest issues we face as a global society, and it's also ridiculous that none of the debates, nobody asked any questions about it. It has not been an issue in this debate at all. It's all been about, you know, the wall and the emails, but you know, that's a shame. But yeah, I think Leo's great. I think what I like about Leo too is I think that it's good that he is a one issue dude. I mean, like, it is climate change, like, 'cause, you know, some celebrities have like five or six things and they're trying to brush it. It's kind of dilutes it. Leo's like, no, he likes two things: models and climate change.
Yeah, he definitely has his flag, his banner, you know, tugged deep into the ground as it relates to this stuff,
so to speak.
I think. Yeah, I mean, just having putting a such a recognizable face, you know, humanizes the concept of climate change, because oftentimes, like, you can't pinpoint it to a particular person,
right?
Like, no one's specifically suffering. So having someone that's, you know, represents success and has, you know, a lot of energy, like, to be able to stand behind an issue like that, I think is just extremely important. I think it's good. So
if I'm not mistaken, it's not like the ozone just repairs itself.
No, it does not.
It does not. No, it's serious business. It's serious business. Yeah. So I'll move on to Kodak. Let's not understand. I need you to explain this to me, Keely, because I don't know nothing about this at all. Kodak has a brand new phone, smartphone, and it's a 21 megapixel smartphone. It's called, I can't say, Ektra, which is a horrible name. Ektra?
Man, all this is horrible. Who cares?
Kodak, so why does Kodak, first of all, Kodak's still alive? I thought they were dead.
I mean, legendary company.
They have a smartphone? I thought it was just a camera. Right. I misread it. It's a smartphone. B, they got a big old giant camera at the back. Like, what, do we care? Am I supposed to care about this?
Hey, man, I am particularly not interested in this, because I feel like if you're going to get a camera that's going to shoot, you know, 20 plus megapixels, you might as well get a normal point and shoot or get a DSLR. Versus, you know, because most of the DSLRs now have Wi-Fi capability. You're able to have, you know, have your photos be, you know, uploaded to social media.
You can't put it in your pocket. You can't put a DSLR in your pocket.
Okay, but I have an iPhone, and the iPhone is not that far off from this. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why?
If I can't afford an iPhone,
you couldn't afford that either. You couldn't afford that either, because that's just as pricey.
Do you? Okay, so the two. I got a prosumer and a consumer. Do you care about a 21 megapixel camera in your pocket? Are you cool with just a camera?
Wait, that's not the right way to ask it. You already have an iPhone in your pocket.
Okay.
Do you care about that?
I'm not getting off iPhone. I'm not getting off the cloud.
Okay, well, if iPhone said, good news, Ryan, we have a 21 megapixel camera for $200 more. Do you want it? Are you cool?
I blindly buy it. And I'm hooked.
Me too. I'm in. That's where you and I are the same. Me too.
So you're saying the brand identity is not strong enough to push you over to buy the Kodak version?
No.
You're saying if Apple had one, you would?
They have you hooked with the cloud. So all your messages transfer, all your emails transfer, all your music, all your videos, everything is one cloud on one system. So now if you leave,
yeah,
you're losing that.
Here's how you know Kodak's got a problem. All the photos for their smartphone don't show the phone. It's just face down. That's already the first problem. Where's the phone? Like, don't worry about the
camera.
Don't worry about the screen.
It's camera first.
Yeah, but it does all the phone stuff. Apps, but check out the camera. That's already bad news.
I mean, if they can make it, if it can be cheaper, a lot cheaper, people will have them.
Yeah, now that would be the thing. Cheaper. If they can do a price point drop and give you 21 megapixel camera, but do we need? I mean, like, as a photographer. Are you like, wow, I finally got a 21 megapixel joint?
Most of us are sharing photos on a small screen, right? So why do you need a 21 megapixel camera? You would only need that if you're printing. Like, those, that type of dimension, you need that if you're printing something to put on a wall or put on a huge billboard or a huge screen. None of us are doing that. So it's like, why would I choose that versus a regular camera? Like, for what? Just so I can have it in my pocket? No, thank you. I already have a phone that does everything. Like you said, I have the cloud, I have all my stuff stored, and I have the network. I have all my people on there.
Wow.
So it's like, why?
So this,
like,
is a fail.
I think it's an epic fail, but I think they have to, because, I mean, They are one of the originators of photography, you know, from camera development to film to all of that stuff. And so they still want to have some skin in the game, especially because of the digital era that we are in now. Like, it's kind of been taken from them. The throne has been taken from them.
I like what they're doing, though. Just the idea of going into your phone and not needing to have a DSLR or having to have a big camera. I think things get smaller and smaller. It has to be in a phone because everybody wants to be able to post.
Yeah.
You know, and if they can overtake Apple with that.
Good luck.
Better quality camera, although Apple's probably just going to match whatever they have.
Eventually they will.
But if it's cheaper, if it's $250 versus $1,000,
yeah,
we might have one, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean,
so you going to text me from your Kodak phone?
Cheap.
And it got the lens like this size on the back.
hold on, real quick. Look at the photo, you guys. Stop it.
I mean, come on, Kodak. I mean, I don't know. All right,
that's retarded.
Speaking of other design flaws, design flaws, yeses or noes, and you're Apple guy, Ryan, so I can ask you this: Apple, the new MacBook Pros have something called the Touch Bar.
Don't make it sound like that.
Touch Bar. which is a, you know, a thing that lives above your keyboard. They can slide back and forth, and there's a lot of new things on a new, I think it's Sierra. What's the new OS? Mm-hmm. Sierra, which I downloaded last night. Haven't messed with. Anyway, it's a thing. It's a little slider that slides back and forth on your computer. People seem to like it a lot, although it doesn't really seem to do much.
It does a lot,
but I don't know. I mean, first of all, have you checked it out yet? And what do you think?
Well, run around that question. What do you think about it? I mean, you have an iPad, you have laptops at the house. Like you like technology. Listen, do you think this is dope?
Listen, Apple has not made a feature that has wowed me since the
Steve Jobs era.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, really. I mean, the iPod that changed the game.
100%.
Yeah.
Maybe a camera on the back of the phone.
I see you have an Apple Watch on though.
Yeah.
This didn't wow anything.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
This wowed nothing. So I mean. the iPod was the last big.
Right.
The camera on the back, that was big. I slide.
But it's not just sliding.
Like, I'm with you on that. I'm like, do I need to slide?
What is it?
Okay,
so precision sliding.
No. So say you're in Safari or Chrome, or you're in your web browser, and you wanna do an edit, you wanna copy or paste or cut something, or you want to share something, instead of having to click it with your mouse, you can touch it from your laptop. So it speeds up, it's more efficient, it speeds up the productivity. Instead of having to go through like five steps, now it's like one step.
It's like a version of your.
I don't work on it that much. You don't want, you grinding away. You got a different.
Well, that's what I'm saying, I mean, because you're on the computer all the time, you're working all the time, yeah. Working on laptops all the time. Do you see these features working, especially with editing?
And it works with every program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and is it replacing the function keys, the old school F1, F2, F3 kind of
essentially
that?
Essentially, that's the concept, yeah. Yeah. I mean, because it's touch, you're able to do it much quicker. You don't have to do, you know, like I said, it's minimizing the steps. And so I think we're already in a touch environment. Our phones, our tablets are already touch capable. So to be able to have this now on your laptop,
Why do I need to slide? I don't understand. Like, I can already touch the keyboard. I touch F1. I touch it. It happens. What am I sliding?
Hey.
I don't know. I'm not mad at it. I just don't understand it. So I need some clarity on it. I watched the video. I'm like, all right. I watched it again. Like, all right. I'm missing it.
I agree with Ryan, and we talk about this all the time. I feel Apple's doing a poor job in terms of what they're unveiling.
But
the last few things they've dropped has been like really, really
lackluster. To both of you, let me ask you this. What? How many times can you change the world? I mean, Apple, look, they revolutionized, the music business. They revolutionized the way we listen to music with the iPod. They revolutionized the phone.
Joe, they are lazy. They wait until Samsung does something and they copy it. Oh, big phones? We'll make our phone bigger. Okay. More megapixels, faster. That's the last update I've seen for the last 10 years. More megapixels, faster. What's the last update they had? I mean,
we
buy it.
Yeah. Yeah, we buy it every time.
I mean, Samsung had the watch first.
They did.
And you can call on the Samsung watch.
Samsung had the water-resistant phone first. Now Apple's phone is water-resistant. Like, they are. I mean, he's right.
Come on.
He's right.
They're lazy.
I know. Brand loyalty, brand loyalty. I mean, they've already changed. They changed the world.
The
cloud. Five times.
Hey,
you guys are
the little Apple
brutal,
talk
man.
Is just BBM.
You guys be like,
that's BlackBerry.
Like, when y'all gonna change the world again? Like,
okay, well, you go buy the new laptop then.
Thank you. And you're gonna pay about $1,000 more for it. Joe, they're lazy.
Here's what I will say. I told
you. And their products last.
I will say this. I told them, when the Google phone came out, I was like, I can't promise that at this trajectory of Apple's trajectory and Google is this. I can't promise I'll be an Apple person forever if Google keeps going, because basically everything that Google uses, I already use Gmail, I use YouTube, I use Google, I use
the whole suite pretty much.
The whole suite.
Yeah.
You know, Google Docs, everything that Google got, and all their apps are the same. I use Chrome, I use the
Do you use Maps?
I use Apple Maps, but okay. I could use Maps. But everything
Google's
got, I use Hangout on a regular basis. So I use a lot of Google stuff. And if they tell me I can use all that stuff on their dedicated phone,
go ahead.
What am I doing?
You'll be back.
Well, Apple's not giving me nothing to go to. I got iTunes. Connected.
You have Apple
You're
Music.
Connected.
You got the cloud. Like you said, we're connected. Everyone has an iPhone.
Man. All right. We'll see. I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't like when my messages come through green. I think less of you. Me too. If you're not blue,
in
my text thread, it's a problem.
I think less of you.
That's a problem. And then I have group threads too, like with multiple people. And then one Google person gets in and ruins the whole thread. I'm like, now we can't share. We can't, you know, the whole thing turned green. Anyway, all right. Well, I agree with you guys. I'm just saying. I'm not saying I'm moving over. I'm saying, like, it wouldn't be surprised.
Get that Google phone. Get that Kodak.
I'm not there yet.
Hey, I'll get the Google Pixel.
I'm not saying I won't.
I get it.
I'm saying I will, but I'm not saying I won't.
I get it.
I want to talk.
I have the iPhone and the Google Pixel.
I tried it.
I haven't even checked it out yet. I haven't got a chance to even hold it yet. But I want to talk about our friends over at DraftKings. DraftKings football season is here. We're mid-football season. I am getting... Actually, I had two wins in my other football league, so I'm doing okay. But overall, I am losing on my league, on my season-long football, fantasy football thing. So I don't know why I keep doing that when I can just...
Fantasy help?
Man... I need something.
I got you, man. I need something. It's all about the draft. I got you.
Yeah, my draft. So, but I don't know why I can do that when I can just go to DraftKings, because DraftKings allows you to draft new teams every single week. DraftKings is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. No season long commitments. No busts. No injuries. No nothing. If the team is whack, you make another team next week. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Not only that. You can play head-to-head with folks. You can play in these different tournament situations. But most importantly, you can win your share of $1 million in total prizes every single weekend. This weekend, $1 million in total prizes, which is great. What you need to do, go to DraftKings.com. Start your new season at DraftKings.com. Now use the promo code GEEK, as in Geek Nerd Tech. You can play for free with your first deposit. That's GEEK. Play for free with your first deposit, sharing over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. I'm going to do it too. Check it out, DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. Check the site for details.
Yes, sir. DraftKings.
DraftKings. All right, so moving on. We've been talking about this for a long time. It's finally happened. But I've been asking. I did a quiz with Akili 2 weeks ago. I went through a bunch of sites and asked, are they live or dead? Live or dead? One of the sites I asked about was Vine, and you said they were alive.
I did not say they were alive. Will you get out of here?
He said Vine is thriving.
Will you get out of here?
You've always been a big Vine fan.
No, sir, that's you, bro. Akili, can you do these Vine videos for me?
You did say Vine was out, and sure enough,
give him that quiz.
Sure enough,
Dead or alive?
What is easy? Periscope, dead or alive? They gonna make it? They think dead. Meerkat dead. Vine dead. Right?
Clearly dead.
Snapchat versus Instagram.
Who's gonna ultimately win that battle?
Instagram.
You think Snapchat's gonna die? They're gonna evolve.
Explain.
No, they're gonna die because everything that Snapchat has, Instagram just stole it. So now they have more users, and then they're just going to add whatever features that they have.
It is interesting because Instagram is an extension of Facebook, so Facebook's got that user base.
Yeah.
Instagram's had a separate user base.
They couldn't buy them, so they just, take every single feature that you have and add it.
But don't you think Snapchat's doing a lot of cool... I think Snapchat's doing a lot to change the culture of how we receive media, how we share media, how we do all that stuff.
Yeah, but they made Instagram change, and now Instagram...
Just like Apple
you
does.
You can Snapchat on Instagram.
Just like Apple does.
They Appled them.
Yeah, Samsung will develop something. Like you said, Apple will come around and do it better.
Oh, we can't buy you? You don't want us? Okay, we'll just do what you
so
do.
So do you think Instagram's going to kill Snapchat?
I think when you asked me that, I said yes. I don't see Snapchat. I think it'll be a long waged war, but I think Instagram is highly positioned to be able to take them out.
Snapchat,
I think
they are highly positioned to take them out. But you're discounting what we talk about with Apple all the time, which is the cool factor and the millennium factor. Snapchat has the hearts and minds of the youth. They may have the hearts and minds of old people like us.
Hey, so did Facebook. So what? What does that mean?
There's more money.
Exactly.
More moving. There's no versatility.
Facebook had the hearts and minds of young people, and who cares now?
Snapchat just got evaluated at 20 B.
Great.
Billion.
And what did Facebook get evaluated at?
I mean, a lot. Triple digits. But,
They should have sold on over.
I don't know.
They should have moved on over.
Man, they got offered $2 billion initially, then $3 billion. And then it was like $6 or something.
Mm-hmm. He's like, nah, I'm good.
Nah, now they're worth $20, so good for them. I would cash out right now, though. I would cash the heck out.
So bringing it back, though, I know for a fact you were a Vine user. Are you still a Vine user, and how do you feel about this?
I felt like I didn't know the potential of Vine, and it was just extra to do. Like, in my mind, Vine was just a feature. So as far as Vine was concerned, I just wanted to have my content be shown everywhere. And now it was just kind of like, it was annoying. I got to click this, take it here, paste it here. I only got 6 seconds, but I got a minute on Instagram. I got however long I want on Facebook. I mean, it didn't make sense.
People are really upset about this Vine situation. I mean, I never used Vine. I don't think I ever made a Vine video in my life. I watch Vine a lot. I like the
people
creativity.
People are upset, or kids are upset?
That's a good question. I think people are upset.
I would say kids are upset.
Right.
Because I think that's from what I know about Vine, you know, you see a lot of replays with sports. You see a lot of people singing, a lot of people doing goofball stuff. And that's like more like kids.
A lot of Vine stars. I mean, King Batch made a whole career on Vine.
But he also doubles everything he does on Vine.
And puts it on Instagram.
Right. So he's probably like, good, I don't have to do both.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of Vine stars. I think it gave birth to a really interesting medium of creativity.
True,
very specific sort of comedy, which I don't know translates in the real world, but it's a very specific skill to be able to be funny in 8 seconds.
But it asks the question, like, what does this closure say about Twitter? Being that Twitter bought Vine, and Twitter really hasn't shown a high degree of success as their own platform. This is a huge downfall for Twitter.
Are you looking at it that way?
Twitter's failing? Vine is just going to be a feature in Twitter.
Twitter
bought Vine years ago, my man.
Yes, but and what now I'm saying is that
they're shutting it down.
Yeah.
They'll just make it a feature in Twitter. It'll just be a feature.
Okay, then you can hit a button and do 7 seconds.
You know, it'll be just the
that would be the smart move. But what you're saying is because your thesis is different. Because for me, what you're saying is Twitter bought Vine, had all this time to use all their brain power and all their Twitter money to make Vine blow up, and they couldn't do it, so they killed it. It's a failure for Twitter. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I foresee that happening with Periscope as well. Same thing. They bought Periscope, and I foresee in a couple of years, Periscope's going to be non-existent.
But are you saying that what if these are flawed IP, flawed properties that they bought? It doesn't mean if I'm stupid, I went out and bought, Ryan's 1982 Pinto.
It wasn't flawed. It was just popular.
And I couldn't turn that Pinto into a Lamborghini. That's not my fault.
That says
I'm
a lot.
Stupid for mine.
Okay, but Facebook bought Instagram and made it highly successful. So it's about how you buy stuff, like who you buy, how you make the evaluation, how you're critiquing the social ability element of it and the trajectory of it. Like, they should have been able to see that. Twitter hasn't even figured out a way to make money themselves.
You can make the argument that they should have never bought it. But I don't know that they should have made it a success.
Why did they buy it? To make it a success.
Right. But Facebook's smart enough to say
they knew it was trendy, though. They were waiting for it to hit its peak, and it died.
But they never made money. They never made money off of it.
But I also think that, like, Instagram is a far superior. Instagram is a far superior product than Vine. Like, Instagram is a superior product. You buy that, that's going to grow into something.
But they bought it way before.
You bought it and you're like, I don't know what it's going to do, but we'll find out.
That's not true, because Facebook bought Instagram way before they had any of all the stuff that we are using now. In terms of, they didn't even have video capability when Facebook bought it. There's no videos on Instagram.
Have you guys saw
the future.
Okay.
Have you guys watched Thursday Night Football on Twitter?
I did. Yeah, I finally did.
That's the future. That's legit.
Yeah, okay. we talk about stuff on Twitter.
Legit.
That's different.
Back to our first story.
Probably like, hey, we're investing in doing this TV stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Like our first story, I think Twitter is, all these companies are really, they're not yet, to Donald Trump's point, but they do want to be media companies.
Yeah.
Twitter wants to be a media company.
They have the choice.
You know? So then that's really what they're trying to do and figure out, and getting things like Monday Night Football and other things are where they're going to, and live events. Getting like these live events is where they're going to rule. I'll say this about Vine. Vine was always doomed because, frankly, it's a sad state of, like, it's kids. And kids, you know, they're highly coveted demo, but they used to be a highly coveted demo in television and magazines because they have disposable income. Their parents have disposable income. They're buying stuff all the time and consuming stuff. Vine was valuable because you had all these kids in one place activating, but you didn't know how to reach them. Now, how do you sell them stuff? Yeah. No one can figure out how to reach them. No one can figure out how to sell them anything. Yeah. No one can figure out how to monetize it.
Right.
So, yeah, you're all these people, but no one to sell them.
A six-second video was all that your phone could really handle now.
Right.
Now you have these phones that can handle minute, 2 minute long, whatever.
They should have scaled up like Instagram did. Instagram jumped from 15 to a minute. How come Vine didn't?
Because Vine built an entire identity around the 7 seconds.
It's going to be a feature of Twitter.
It's too flawed.
Or Twitter's like, well, you can just do a 6 second video here.
Yeah. I think that's exactly where it's going to go. But like at the end of the day, just a lesson in all of this stuff, including for Snapchat, actually, and including for Twitter. At the end of the day, you got to figure out how to make some money. You got to figure out how to monetize. You got to figure out how to like sell some shit to the people. If you can't sell nothing, it's over.
Yeah.
So in Vine, whose audience is millennials and younger, they ain't buying nothing on Vine in 8 seconds.
Nothing.
So it was a fail. I do agree it's a fail. I feel like Twitter should have saw that coming and never bought it.
That's my point.
Fair enough.
But it says a lot about the company. Yeah. Like, would they buy something else in the same fashion? I hope not.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But come on, this is hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Moving on.
But I watched it on Instagram.
Yeah, very true. Moving on. So, NBA season is here, and what NBA has done is, I don't know how I feel about this at all. I don't know if this means anything, and Ryan can speak to this. NBA has unleashed the team hash flags, they're calling them. It's their hashtag, they're calling them hash flag. Every team has a unique hashtag to them. Atlanta's True to Atlanta, Brooklyn Grit, The Lake Show, Grind City, We the North, Take Note. The Celtics are just the Celtics. The Knicks are just the Knicks.
Yeah.
But, everybody else has some, the heat is on. I own the future.
Yeah.
So, or own the future. What do you think about these hashtags? I don't really care. Am I missing one? This seems like a non-story to me. But
no, this
Ryan, is this a big deal?
Go ahead, Ryan.
I think you try to brand it. I think you market it. I think you have one thing that is behind. It's nice because you can get everything in one central area, but I don't think it's that big. I think people create their own hashtags.
Exactly.
I mean, but the NBA is so innovative. They're always trying to look out and market and show different things. So I don't think it hurts at all, but right. It's not like...
That was my take. If you look at all sports, NBA, and social, all sports and social media, NBA is winning in terms of what they're doing, like you said, creatively and their innovation with Twitter, with Instagram, with Snapchat, with Vine. Like, and the reason why they're innovating in that space is because they're building their global brand. They're building the global brand of NBA, expanding it into China and various places around the world. And what's the best way to do that? Through social media. So having these hashtags where you're able to actually get statistical information by regions and develop content for regions, I think it's super smart. And they've figured out a way to do it better than any other sports franchise. And I think they're going to continue to kill in this space. And I don't think it takes anything away. I think it adds to their portfolio and volume of consumption,
Okay. I mean, I'll take your word for it.
100%.
I'll take your word for it. We'll see how that works.
It doesn't hurt.
Hey, you developed content for the NBA when we went to China that got an ad week, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that they use all over social media. So,
yeah.
Was hashtagged up.
All right, well.
They'll probably have incentives with the hashtag. You put that hashtag in your picture, or your message will be shown. So
exactly.
They're just trying to centralize that information for the teams.
I guess that makes sense. There's also, and again, these hashtags are, functions of Instagram and Twitter. But this is primarily Twitter. Twitter, back to your point, Twitter is really getting into the live business. I mean, they tried it with football. They're going to try anything that's live going on that people are watching. Mm-hmm. They want you to watch it, and then when they want to show it through Twitter, they want you to be sharing and be in that process. Exactly. And that's how Twitter is going to make money. That's how Twitter is going to survive. By the way, don't think Twitter is going to die. Just for the record,
Thursday Night Football.
They're going to be acquired.
You think so?
Absolutely. They'll be acquired because they're not growing at the same speed as the other big guys are. So eventually,
who's the other big guys?
Facebook, Google,
that's the only
Amazon,
big guy. Facebook, Google,
Amazon. But Amazon's a different entity.
But they can still acquire them.
Yeah,
they have the cash.
Yeah, Amazon buys Twitter, but what do they do with Twitter?
Do they want? No, I don't think they want to get on that market. They're good at what they're doing.
Apple buys Twitter, either they acquire them or they
make something better. And we'll drift from using Twitter because there's a better tool out there that's able to get our information and news and the shareability. Maybe someone does it better.
Night football on there.
Yeah, I mean it is interesting. A lot of talking the election, and we're talking about this election and how Donald Trump's tweeting all the tweets, And that's a big story of the election. They talk about like how in 8 years from now, will your kids be talking about Donald, what's a tweet? You know, like in 8 years, people are like, what's a tweet?
Yeah.
Why is everybody talking about tweets?
Yeah.
Because I mean, will we be really talking about in 8 years from now or 4 years from now even? Will we really be talking about
hologram
tweets?
Messages.
I mean, do we talk about MySpace ever? No. That was like 8 years, 10 years ago.
Black Planet?
Man.
Still got your profile, Joe?
Friendster? I got my Friendster profile. Black Planet and Friendster.
Chocolate King 69.
Joe. You know what? Yo.
Joe, what was... Hey, you took the life, you took Joe the life from me on that one. Hey, Joe, what was your Black Planet profile? You didn't just have not, your name.
It was.
No way.
No way. No comment. No comment.
Chocolate Daddy.
No comment. What was your Black Planet profile, bro?
I was too young. It was like Pasadena's Finest or something like that.
All right, moving on.
Oh my God.
Moving on. Fisker. Your boy, Hendrik Fisker is back.
Nah, that's not my boy.
Dude.
That's not my boy.
He's like, Elon Musk, who? I'm coming back. So for those of you who may not know, Fisker, was kind of almost first to the luxury market of the luxury electric car. He had a bunch of folks. I mean, Childish Gambino rapped about it. Talked about his Fisker don't make noise. Leo had one. Colin Powell had one. Mm-hmm. But they look dope as hell. Mm-hmm. The problem was they cost like high.
Way too much.
Six figures, and they were terrible.
Right.
Full of bugs, breaking down, didn't quite work, and then Tesla out-Fiskered Fisker and never looked back.
That's exactly right.
So Fisker says, guess what, I'm back. And we're doing it right this time.
Good luck.
We're doing a smaller model, more economically sound, it's beautiful, and you know Elon Musk ain't nothing, I'm Hendrik Fisker. What do you think? Are you in?
I'm not in. I think what
it's a good looking car, though.
I think what Elon Musk is doing with all his properties, you know, I think is far greater in terms of the innovation, in terms of Solar City, in terms of what he's doing with Tesla, in terms of getting some rockets up in space. Like, I mean, he's more diverse in his portfolio and just what he's doing with the electrical renewable energy model. I think it's been used. He's using it in different areas and fields. And I think with this, I think it's good to have another electric car in the space to compete.
Henry Ford and a Dodge Brothers.
But I don't think he's going to compete. I think Tesla's killing it. I think they're going to continue to kill it. Tesla's barely in phase two.
You don't want the competition, though.
Well, I don't. Are you saying that there's no?
You don't.
There will never be another electric car. You don't want to have
a cheaper car,
or no?
Not that breaks down.
How do you know?
What if they work?
Because his first round broke down.
Maybe so if they keep competing, they're going to find a product that works.
I'm not saying that I'm not for the competition. I'm saying that's like not competition. Not,
oh, you don't trust Hendrik no more.
No,
Competition is good.
You should want this guy. Yeah,
competition is good. Let's I don't think clear. He's the right competition is what I'm saying.
Would you buy a Fisker?
No, I'm basic.
You know?
We may need to. We want to save this.
Yeah.
The ozone.
I mean, but like, I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. I like the looks of the car.
Joe, in a world that all the cars had to be electric?
It depends on.
What if we get to the point where we're safe?
Yeah.
And we can go fast enough?
No, it depends on the performance. If the vehicle's performing on point, like,
so
I have
you
no problem
wouldn't
with it.
Drive it maybe 65 versus 85 just to save the environment?
No, I would not.
Why?
I'm just kidding. No. I will.
That's what it's about.
We got to get out of here soon, but I want to get into these last few things. PlayStation. PlayStation VR is out. It's come. Mm-hmm. It's here. People,
why
the reviews are in.
Why are we talking about this, Joe?
I don't even know.
It's far away. It's too far away.
It's not true.
It's
it is.
It's here.
Be out there.
People are saying that it looks good. It feels good. It's like just some light gets in. But
who said that? People from PlayStation? Come on, people are not using this thing.
It's cool.
Have you used it?
No, I have not.
Have you used it?
Yes, I've used VR.
Okay. Have you used PlayStation VR?
I haven't used PlayStation. It can't be better than Oculus.
Why not?
Facebook is doing.
Why not?
Too much money. There's a lot of money with
PlayStation.
Facebook.
Sony doesn't have money?
No, not Facebook money.
Right now.
Facebook money is different than a lot of type of money.
What they're saying is it's not as good as Oculus. It's not as good, not quite as good as Oculus or
you hear that? That's not what they're saying.
Yeah, no, it is, yeah, no, that's no, what they're saying. Saying, no, they're saying, like, it's not. Like, it doesn't quite reach the level of the HTC and the Oculus overall. But right. it's very good. It says very good.
And when you take that thing off, you have motion sickness right now. It's not as clear as you. You don't feel like you're in it. That yeah, like well, it's cool. Well, you look around and then you.
They said that like, the games, they said some games are really good. They said that the controllers aren't that great, and the light gets in. But all in all, there's some really good games out there for it. Yeah. And at the price point for $390, you should buy it.
I think at the price point and the fact that PlayStation develops games, they've been doing this for decades. They're in the best position to marry the technology with the content. Oculus is not a game developer, and so in terms of them finding content to go onto the Oculus, they're in it's far more challenging for them to do versus someone like PlayStation.
Not there though. The technology's not there yet, but they're in a better market. I agree,
but it's also a price point too. Because Oculus is
far away. It's in the next double. Within 5 years, it's going to be popping. Yeah. VR is popping within 5 years.
Where the technology is, it's going to be in your phone.
Yeah,
you're going to be playing games like this.
That's still VR though.
Have that big old headset. That's what I'm saying. So I don't think it's in PlayStation in the console where you're stuck. I think where the VR is here, where I'm at the bus stop and I'm bored, so I'm like, well, let me watch a movie here.
Man, you get ran over by the bus. moving on real quick. Three last quick things. Call of Duty is coming out. Call of Duty.
Infinite Warfare.
Infinite Warfare. Are you excited about this?
Nah, I'm over the shooters. I'm a Madden guy.
Oh, Madden only?
It's hard because I'm top 100 in Madden. So it takes a lot.
Wow.
A lot of focus on the day to day to play. It's I can't expand anymore. I can't even play
top
2K right 100. Now.
100.
And I helped make 2K.
Oh, wow. Top
you helped
see?
Make 2K.
I helped make 2K. I was a part of
you
it.
You coded it, right?
If it was just coded, it would be Pac-Man or something. But no, this is good. They actually take good NBA point. Technology to make the game as realistic as it is.
You are a first-person shooter dude, wow. Keely. What do you think of Call of Duty? Are you excited about this one? Storyline, you got my man Jon Snow as the villain. Kit Harington.
I love the marketing. I love the TV commercial. I love the commercial of it, but I'm not really excited about it, no.
No?
I'm not.
I play them all. I buy them all, play them all. I'm not really. I'm gonna get it, but
with me, it's about your boys. If you got 8 or 9 exactly. boys that you can get down with and play,
that makes it fun. Yeah,
that's where I was with Halo. That's kind of that's the thing. I can't do it all. So Halo, right. I got Halo. Halo comes out once every 2 years. The boys get to we do that. I can't keep up. I get served on Call of Duty. I get served on Battlefield.
Yeah,
I can't keep up.
That's too far. I remember the Halo or the James Bond parties where 4 or 5 of your boys come over to the crib.
Yep.
Y'all get a pizza and y'all playing 4 players on there.
You link up all of your Nintendo 64s and play. Really quickly, Doctor Strange is coming out tomorrow. Are we excited about Doctor Strange?
Double thumbs up.
Go ahead, man. Talk about it. Nah. Go crazy. You don't listen to me. I want you to say it. You don't listen to my.
I'm listening now.
I'm a Marvel guy. I want to see it. I'm excited. But when I, hey, you got to watch this. I told him to see Mad Max. He didn't believe in Mad Max. But he says he does. And I had to force him.
I knew nothing about Mad Max.
I had to force him to watch the movie.
I knew nothing about Mad Max.
You thought it was the old one.
Okay.
I said, this is visually stunning.
Yes.
In my words.
Yep.
And it won awards.
That was one of the best movies of that year. It's one of the best things I've seen in 10 years. And Achille was out, right?
Yeah,
I had to force him. Right? I had to force him. It was like
I'm excited. I mean, I admit left. I'm excited about Doctor Strange. The whole story. I mean, I'm excited about the what they're doing with the effects. I'm already on record saying I'm kind of biting my man Christopher Nolan.
Who cares?
But that's all right. The effects are good. Check out there was an old 1978 version of Doctor Strange, a TV movie that they're talking about now.
Was it Marvel Doctor Strange?
Yeah. And it's good. I mean, it's from the 70s. It's good. People are saying it's kind of good, but it's really goofy looking. It's online. You can check out. Last but not least, the season finale of Atlanta was last night. I thought it was fantastic. It's been a great 10 episodes. I'm all in on this. I'm really excited about this because now you can go back and binge watch. I would say for me, it's like 8 of the 10, although they're all good. There's a couple we talked about, a couple I wasn't really in on. But 8 are like solid.
As a body of work, is great.
Yeah, 8 is solid. It's 2 they're like, eh. Were you on Atlanta yet? Did you watch that?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
not. You better get in there.
It's good. I'm glad I have something to bench.
You can bench, and it'll be it's quick because they're like 20 minutes each. Yeah. Just blow through them. That's all we got, man. That's everything. Ryan, where can the people find you, sir? On Twitter, Instagram, where can they find you?
The Ryan Hollins.
Yes, on sir. Vine.
8 seconds of Twitter.
We're going to be what's saying on the Amazon, on Amazon on Twitter. Amazon. You can find me at The Ryan Hollins.
Akili, where can people find you?
You can find me at Akili Shine. It's on Instagram and Twitter. And you?
At Joe K. Braswell, Instagram, Twitter, JK Braz on Snapchat. Pleasure having you back, Mr. Ryan Hollins. It was good. We will be back next week with more tech talk, and let's keep moving.
Yes, sir.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live. Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.